Just there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, where are we? I believe it's
422.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll start with Elisha Mifflin. We're in section 36 of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Lech Lecha. And we're starting with Pasuk 422 after the L'Shem Yechud. L'Shem Yechud kutcha b'rechu ishkinte bithilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu le'yakta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael le'imud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Elohino alein ma'aseh yadenu kanunei alein ma'aseh yadenu kanunehu. Patachad ve'amar ashrei tivchar utkarev yishkon tatzerecha v'gomer b'kat meita tatzerecha levatar betecha uvatar hekalecha tapenim ma'am Minda udale ela, minda ishkon chatzerecha. Bekad meta kedaa vechaya v'nishar. Betzion v'hanotar v'Yerushalayim. Kadosh ve'yeamer lo. The translation. One of them opened the discussion with the verse, Blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holy place of your temple. The verse first says your courts, then your house, and then your temple, one within the other and one above the other. This means that Malchut has three grades from bottom to top, each one higher than the other. The first is your court, which alludes to the aspects of Netzachot and Yesod that are outside of the body and are called your courts. As it is written in it, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy. Because the essence of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod is Yesod. Zion is the internal aspect of Yesod, and Jerusalem its external aspect, and both are called courts. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the Pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I still don't understand courts being outside the body. I can understand it if it's Jerusalem, but why would Netzach Hod and be considered outside the body? That I didn't get, that part.
You have Malchut, correct?
It has what? I'm sorry.
You have Malchut. And within Malchut, you have 10 Sephirot, correct?
Right.
So there are the lowest part of those 10 Sephirot is the lowest trinity of Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. They are called the courts.
Okay, I guess because I'm off the legs of the body, I'm having a hard time seeing it in a different frame of reference.
Well, it's the pasuk is moving from one frame of reference to another, mm-hmm. so it's understandable. But okay. You have, on the physical world, you have Malchut is Jerusalem.
Right.
But it's also Zion. Zion is internal. Jerusalem is external. But
can we also
Zion say- and Jerusalem are both Malchut, and they both are, there's three levels to that Malchut.
Okay.
The lowest level is the courts, which is Netzach Hod and Yesod of Zion, and Netzach Hod and Yesod of Jerusalem. It's different frames of reference.
Right.
Is Zion the same thing as Jerusalem?
Well, I always thought of Zion as the spiritual.
Correct.
The spiritual.
And in this case, it's the internal aspect of Yesod.
Okay.
And Jerusalem is its external aspect.
Right. We've been using the word internal and external a lot lately. Are they pretty much the same to say internal is the spiritual realm and external is Malchut or the physical?
Correct. But that's okay. It's always relative.
Yes. No.
Because there's always a deeper internal and there's always another external outside. So you always right. It's always relative.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Meditate upon it. You'll find it. It'll make right. more sense.
Yeah.
But if we talk in terms of the temple, you have the outer, you have the inner temple, the Holy of Holies, then the inner courtyard, the outer courtyard. And then you have the walls, and then you have the court, which is the Sanhedrin that sits in the gates. So all of these are code words, and you have to start to understand them relative to each other.
A lot of would have thought the order should have been house, courts, temple. That was my first thought as you were reading.
Well, the temple is the most internal. The Holy of Holies is clearly more internal than a house.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't call it a house. It said the three levels are the temple. What was the middle one?
The house was the middle one. And then saying one within the other, as well as one above the other, so that explained the levels. And one within the other explains the differences in different frames of reference. You know, I just have to remember that. I have a tendency, and I guess maybe it goes back to all those years of associating with the Glyph, and you have, and also. With that vertical, yep. The tetragrammaton, you know, and associating body parts.
Because all of that is only two-dimensional, but right. It's actually 10 dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really visualize 10 dimensions at once. But the words are helping us to achieve that.
Right.
So something can be relative to another thing, both vertically and horizontally and diagonally, can't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's really where this is all coming from.
Well, it's seeing all the different stuff he wrote applying to different things all the time, everything
all
in the universe.
Time.
You know, so just kind of need a little shaking every once in a while.
A little bit of teaching is all you need. I agree.
Okay.
Verse 4:23. Nisbe'a b'tov b'techa levatar Yida'a b'ne b'it ha'chachma Yivne b'it la'ketiv Ve'iketiv ha'kehawa Mashma d'chachma Bayit yikre elah ketiv v'chachma Yivne bayit aynu diktiv V'nahar yotze me'ayedan V'ashkod et pagan v'gomer. The verse, "We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house," comes next, meaning that after the grade of the court is completed, he then merits the grade of the house. It is written, "Through wisdom is a house built." It is not written, "Wisdom will build a house," which would have meant that the wisdom is called a house. Therefore, through wisdom is a house built. Means that when Malchut receives Chachma, it is called a house. And this relates to the verse, "A river went out of Eden to water the garden," which is the secret of Bina returning to Chachma, and the garden is Malchut. And the verse is clear as written, but it's, again, how do you understand it? How do you perceive it? Bina is returning to Chachma, but the garden is Malchut of Chachma, which is Malchut of Atzilut. And you've heard that term before when we've talked about Parsha Bereshit.
Well, also, while you were reading, that I saw the flow from going down to the tree as well as the flow going up the tree.
Mm-hmm. As well as the flow going out from the tree.
I thought that was important to say, through wisdom is a house built. That was... was good, I thought.
It is.
You know, not wisdom will build a house. So, I'm not sure I quite understand that, but it's in order to give an example, I do think it's important. You know, and of course we see that initially, I guess, as Proverbs. And
well, let me give you an example, and hopefully this will be clear.
Okay.
A husband and wife. Does the husband have to be wise, or the wife have to be wise? The answer is no. If they treat each other with goodness, the house is completed. They build a relationship because they're working together to achieve a goal. But neither one has to be wise. but they have to treat each other with respect, and they have to treat each other with goodness.
That's a good example.
Should I go on or stay?
I guess go on. I always find it seems clearer as we keep going. You know, if you kind of have a...
It kind of builds on... One verse builds on the next.
Right.
And then it comes along and changes the subject and changes direction and you get very lost. And then when you get it back, it's clear, you have to get lost again.
It was yesterday, forgetting that we were at a circumcision. I couldn't believe I did that. Oh, my.
That happens.
It's called a circumcision. I was like, up to chapters back where we were going to Rabbi Elazar's house.
Right.
Oh, well.
So, verse 4:24. Yedo shekalecha levatar dahu shelima dekola deha ketaninan mahu heko velo omar hai hai lo hai vehai vekola Istalem kachada. The translation. Finally comes the holy place of your temple, the Heichal, which is also sometimes translated as palace, which is the completion of all. As we have learned, Heichal, He Yud Kaf Lamed, means hey kol, hey yud kaf lamed. He who merits this grade is astonished and exclaims, how was all, the Hebrew word kol, how was all this revealed? And all here reaches completion, which means that everything has now reached full perfection. Rabbi Ashlag's comments makes the pasuk clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think the words "the place of your temple," you know, let you know it's the Holy of Holies, and I can see the connection between perfection. I think the times that we feel that, and then the other times we feel like we're not there yet. And I guess we can be there and lose it and have to climb back up again.
And you've read other Kabbalistic manuscripts where they use the word Heichal, and you're taught to think of it as a palace.
Mm-hmm.
And the temple is a palace, isn't it?
Yes.
And the gematria of Heichal is 65. Heyud is 15. Kaf is 20, makes it 35. And Lamed, an additional 30, is 65. And 65 is Adonai. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud.
Mm-hmm. It always blends together.
It always comes together.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kind of bring it together in your mind, and then everything becomes clear. 25. This should be the last one today.
Okay.
Re sha di gra ma mo kha di ti va shre ti har ut ka re ish kon kha tse re kha hai man di a khri re ya karbana ka me kud shabari khu Ra'awad kud shabarihu Behahu karbana v'itre e'veya Bekarev le'ya v'shawe medoreya Idrein idrein v'yachid L'hai ul'chayai V'inun tirein itkashro Tachada diktiv Yishkon Tatserecha Tatserecha Vadai Tirei. The translation. What does the beginning of the verse teach us? The verse opens, blessed is the man whom you choose and cause to approach to you, that he may dwell in your courts. This means that whoever offers his son as a sacrifice before the Holy One, blessed be he, circumcises him, gives something desirable to the Holy One, blessed be he, who then wants him and brings him closer to himself. There he dwells in the two chambers of Yesod, which are Zion and Jerusalem. He clings to both of them, because they are adjoined as one, as it is written, that he may dwell in your courts. The courts are being two. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, my first thought was we never thought of it as offering, as an offering to Hashem when we circumcise our sons. I thought that was a beautiful statement. And then when it said two chambers of Yesod, which are Zion and Jerusalem, which we mentioned a verse or two back, that's when I could understand King Solomon and Joseph being Yesod. I think mm-hmm. we said that. Okay.
We did. We can also understand it. It gets confusing, but if you take the crown and the stem, and the yeah. crown is always attached to the vagina, but the stem can be broken, God forbid. So, and now apply the word Zion and Jerusalem to the crown and the stem.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you perceive the vagina relative to the two?
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the Yesod? Which one is Zion in the unification of the male and the female organs?
I would think the crown would be Zion.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's... if you're looking at it from the point of view of the female, the crown is Zion. If you're looking at it from the point of view of the male, the crown is Jerusalem.
Okay, well, see, my thought was, what came to my mind was the scripture about a woman being the crown of her husband, so I figured it was...
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I said Zion is crown. So,
and you're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm trying to present it to you from different points of view.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So we're out of time for tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Unless there's any other questions. And we have three verses before we go on to the next, that we have another web page, section 36A. We have three more verses before we get there. So you all have a good evening, and we'll do the RE tonight at the 7 o'clock class.
Okay, thank you.
Shalom.